Well, after a long Lenten season, Easter is finally here. And Easter is for real. Love wins. Life triumphs. The story that was just read for you is not an imagined tale. It is a true story of an event that really happened. Hate put Jesus on the cross and killed him. And they thought that death had won, that death had the final word. But it was not to be. In God's power and God's grace, Jesus was raised from the dead. Love won. Life had the last word. And the book of Luke, the writer Luke, is very careful to tell us that this is not an imagined tale. The characters in this story are just regular people, everyday people. They are not starry-eyed dreamers. They are people that are skeptical about this story. On that first Easter, a group of women went to the tomb to do their last act of love for Jesus. It was the tradition at the time to wrap a body in linen cloths with lots of spices wrapped in with it. Because Jesus died on Friday and the Sabbath, the required day of rest, began at sundown on Friday and lasted until sundown on Saturday, they did not have a chance to honor Jesus this one last way. And so you can almost picture them walking toward the place where they saw Jesus' body laid on that Friday. It's early Sunday morning. Maybe they're shuffling their feet. The smell of spices is all around them. Maybe they're kicking up a little dust as they walk. They're expecting to find a corpse there. But when they arrive, the stone that it was rolled against that cave grave was rolled away. The grave was open. Now, I'm sure that they must have said to themselves, what's going on here? And with a lot of trepidation, walked in to that tomb to see what had happened. And this is where something utterly and completely new and surprising to them and to everyone else happened. It's recorded again in the book of Luke. They were perplexed about this. But suddenly, two men in dazzling clothes stood before them, and that's a clue. The clue is that these were angels. The dazzling robes clues us in that these were angels. The women were terrified. They knew what that meant, and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." And in those words, they delivered the message that would change the world and that would ring down through the ages. The angels continued, "Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And they ran from that tomb. Returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But again, those apostles weren't dreamers, and they weren't about to believe this story that these women brought to them. And so the scripture tells us these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they did not believe. And only one of them even went to verify that the tomb was empty. Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Amazed at what had happened, but not yet believing. And you can understand. You can understand why those disciples would doubt. This is something unheard of, never heard of before. And you can understand why even we sometimes would have some doubts. And that's why Luke tells the story the way he does. And in fact, it's only later in the story that Peter and the other disciples begin to believe. Easter is for real, but it's almost too good to be true. Easter is for real, but it's not just one off. God's power was concentrated that morning on raising Jesus from the dead, but you see, God is always working for new life and new possibilities. God is always creating a way where there seemed to be no way. Resurrection still happens. Jesus lives. And he lives to bring life to you and I, and life to all the places where this world is tired and where hearts are weary. Are there places, I'm wondering, in your life where things seem hopeless? Have you invested yourself, perhaps, in things that you've discovered really don't matter, really don't make a difference? Do you have dreams that have died or gone underground? Are you carrying a burden that's really too heavy for you to carry? Your story doesn't need to end there, just like Jesus' story did not end at the tomb. I invite you this morning, on this Easter morning, to make room for joy. Make room for new possibilities and new life and new hope. Because in Jesus there are second chances. In Jesus, dreams can be revived and new dreams can be dreamed. In Jesus, Easter is still happening. The fact that you are here this morning means that God is already at work in your life. And God has a good plan and a good purpose for your life. I invite you to think about this as you watch one story of one man's encounter with Jesus and his new life.
Listen to the story. Creation.
It's Easter. It's Easter and Jesus lives. God is stronger than evil. Love wins. Life is stronger than death. Will you open your life to joy? Will you open your life to Jesus? Will you allow God to bring new possibilities for you? In the next 4 weeks, as Pastor Jenny already said, we're going to be beginning a new series of exploring this life. The series is called Tend Your Life. Unearth your purpose in Jesus Christ. And I invite you to make a commitment to be here, to allow Jesus to be in charge of your life. Make a commitment to open yourself and your life to new life and new possibilities. It's Easter. Love wins. Life triumphs. Praise God. Amen.